It's a real fun and spirited game between firefighters and cops, local folks, all Marquette County. And we raise funds to help people when they have a fire and they're burned out of their house, when they cannot stay in their house, live in their house. We're the first agency that can be there to help them with some money. We give them a few place to stay for a few nights and help them, you know, give them a chance to clear their heads and get their thoughts together and get going.
Kind of get their life sort of started back to some semblance of normal.
Yes.
This is a milestone game as well, because it's been going on for how many years?
30 years, the Pigs and Heat's been going on.
30 years, and it's become a real community tradition. And one thing you mentioned just before we went on was you were saying that when you became president of the organization, you know, you were concerned a bit that, you know, maybe 30 years or so, you know, the crowds are dwindling. Maybe they're not. That hasn't happened, has it?
Not at all. Our crowds are improving every year. And we're trying to add some, you know, new activities every year, something to freshen up a little bit. And having the two guys that I'm with right now help us MC the event has made a big difference, too. It's a lot of fun.
Well Mike and I did it last year. Mike will be doing it next week with our own Dennis Harold, who is also on WFXD. And they'll be talking about and doing the game, because I'll be in Lansing next Wednesday. And unfortunately, I have to miss it, but I'll still pick up a couple tickets from you if that's okay. But it's a community event, and it is really something that I think a lot of folks look forward to every year.
They do, and 30 years ago we charged only $1 to get in, and 30 years later we still charge only $1 to get in. That's what I like about the game, and our fund still has enough money to cover the fire victims each year. And with that dollar ticket, you have a chance to win a $1,000 prize, which Kennecott has donated, for example.
Well, you've got all kinds of things at the game. Tell us a little bit about some of the bits that are coming up.
Some of the things we have going on this year, and something I'm proud that we're able to do, and I'm real happy to do it, is that we're going to honor the Ishpeming football team, the state champion football team this year at the hockey game. Give them county recognition. Not that they've got national recognition now, but we are real proud of that team, and we want to make sure that we can honor them at our game in front of a large crowd. And we hope to have some fans from the West End, you know, come to the game this year and help us out. We also got Eric Dampierre dropping the puck. It's a little ceremony that we have at the beginning of each game, a tradition that we've had for quite a while, and he's going to be dropping the puck at the beginning of the game.
It sounds really great. You've got the usual things, I know, also with the competitions for Chuck a Puck and all those kinds of things that you do. But really the key here is that money that is raised goes into some very important funds.
It really does. And just a couple weeks ago, for example, there was a family in Mishigami that had burned out, lost pretty much everything, and they didn't have insurance. Our fund is, I guess, just a drop in the bucket, but we're there quick, and we can help them out. And a lot of times the most important thing is not even the money. It's letting people be able to talk about their experience, you know, let them let it out, and letting them know that there are people out there that care.
Well, it's going to be a fun evening. It is coming up next Wednesday. And what is the game time?
7 o'clock, Lakeview Arena in Marquette.
Brian Olson, he is with us this morning with the Pigs and Heat Fire Relief Fund and the Pigs and Heat hockey game coming up next Wednesday evening, 7 o'clock at Lakeview Arena. And Brian, before we cut you loose here, we want to make sure that folks know that, you know, this money that is all raised at this event with all of the different things that are there, because it's more than just a ticket. You can buy, I mean, I'm sure you'll have some little, like the pucks or the what did you have last year? It was the squeeze cops and the squeeze firemen,
yeah,
and whatever.
We make souvenirs every year.
Yeah, you've got something every year. But all that money stays here in Marquette County to help out folks.
Right here in Marquette County. And to date, we've given out close to $350,000 in our 30-year history.
That's fantastic. You know, 30 years of this event, 30 years of this fund, the crowds are still strong. And in fact, you're probably saying get there early, make sure you got a decent seat, right?
People that have never been there before may be surprised at the lines of people trying to get in.
You know, what was really funny for me, I had the opportunity, I was asked to be a coach for the Pigs team several years back. And I thought it was a lot, how should we say, looser. Okay, just more of a fun evening, you know, and it is a fun evening. But I was really impressed with how seriously these guys were really taking
the hockey.
They want
to win. Each side wants to win.
It's not just out there goofing around. This is really, they're out there giving it a go.
there's some excellent hockey players on both sides, and you can't help it, but you want to have fun on the ice, but at the same time, you can't throw a bunch of firefighters and cops on the ice and expect their testosterone not to get the best of them.
That is true.
Somebody does want to win.
There's such a thing as bragging rights, isn't there?
There sure is.
Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning to talk about it, and we'll have some folks in again next week on Wednesday to remind folks to come on out, and again, when and where with the game.
7 o'clock next Wednesday, Lakeview Arena here in Marquette.